from Wisconsin to Ohio to Michigan to New Jersey. Budget battle showdowns are coming soon to a statehouse near you. Thousands of angry school teachers, union members, and their sympathizers have descended on capitals to fight against reduced compensation for public employees.
To call this a budget fix bill is nonsense. It's a union-busting bill.
The protesters are up against a new crop of governors who are hell-bent on making spending cuts.
We're broke. And it's about time somebody stood up and told the truth.
The problems we have hidden for decades are evident for all to see. The day of reckoning has arrived.
It's not just red states and Republicans who are mixing it up.
Our government spends too much money and has for too long.
New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo wants public employees to pay $500 million towards benefits they're currently receiving for free. New Jersey's Chris Christie is proposing public employees pick up 30% of their health care premiums. Wisconsin's Scott Walker wants public employees to pay at least 13% of their health care premiums. And he wants state workers to start contributing to their retirements for the first time. Even after those adjustments, Badger state workers would be paying far less for those things than most in the private sector.
The private sector for years has been making sacrifices to keep people working. We should expect the same from government.
Walker's bill would also restrict collective bargaining rights for public employees. Walker and others argue that the current process is inherently stacked against taxpayers because the government isn't spending its own money like companies in the private sector do. What's more, taxpayers have no way of opting out of any agreement that's reached. In the private sector, consumers can always take their business elsewhere. That's the basic reason why progressives such as Franklin Roosevelt and labor legend George Meany were against unions for government workers.
This has got nothing to do with money. We've been taking cuts forever. This is about taking away our right to negotiate.
Actually, it has everything to do with money. States are facing budget deficits that may rise to a combined $125 billion in the next fiscal year. This newfound fiscal discipline comes only after a virtually unchecked binge over the past 10 years, during which state expenditures exploded by more than 80% in inflation-adjusted dollars, including big bumps in overall worker compensation.
It's about having the right to be able to say that I want to feed my family. Teachers right now don't have that much money.
In fact, public school teachers nationwide make over one-third more in straight salary than their private school counterparts. And when it comes to benefits, there's a growing gap between what public school teachers get toward their retirement and what private sector professionals receive. Union leaders in Wisconsin and elsewhere are now saying that educators are willing to accept less compensation, just as long as nobody cuts the union out of the deal making.
And what they're saying to the governor is, look, we know that Wisconsinites are suffering, and we're willing to do our part, and we just don't want to lose our voice.
Whatever the fate of public employee unions in this, the winter of our discontent, there's no question that teachers and other state workers are going to have to get used to making less. That might not be a revolution, but it counts as real progress in a country where every state government has already spent itself to the brink of bankruptcy.